After more than two decades of representing Wyoming in the United States Senate, Mike Enzi is retiring. Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo talked with some of his colleagues about what his departure means, and they all agree it's going to leave a huge deficit in the upper chamber.
Mike Enzi first came to Washington in the 60s to get his bachelor's degree in accounting from George Washington University. After heading home, he served in the Wyoming Air National Guard, was mayor of Gillette, then spent time as a Wyoming state representative and a state senator. He came full circle in 1997 when he came back to Washington as U.S. Senator Mike Enzi. But he's glad that time has come to an end.
I'm ready to be in Wyoming and excited about it.
Since November's elections, as party leaders have been scrambling to fund the government and pass another round of coronavirus stimulus for the ailing economy, Enzi sold his home here and has been packing decades of memories up from his office. So when I asked about what he was thinking on his way to cast one of his final votes at the Capitol, Enzi wasn't thinking about his legacy.
Too busy to have much go through my head.
But some of the Senate colleagues Enzi's leaving behind have been discussing his legacy, and they agree that his retirement is going to leave a huge hole in the Capitol. Indiana Republican Senator Mike Braun is a first-term senator. One of his main committees is the Budget Committee that Enzi chaired. Braun laments that Enzi was given a gavel by GOP leaders, but never the power to rein in federal spending like Enzi always wanted.
Well, it's going to be a big loss because it should be the most important committee in the U.S. Senate. And sadly, budgeting has been thrown aside. That's why we've got structural trillion-dollar deficits. And Mike has been a calm, reasoned voice, citing it, and a lack of political will in this place in general. That's why we do nothing about it. So,
some could say Enzi was a broken record when it came to federal spending. Even as both parties sought to rack up deficit spending over the years, Enzi was most always a thorn in leaders' sides.
Not just loud, consistent voice.
That's Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford.
And that's what's been there, is that he's always bringing up the issue of debt, deficit, dealing with budget points of order. What does this really mean long term? He'll be missed because he has real skill and wisdom in that area.
Lankford never served under Enzi, but he says he made a mark on him and others.
That when people bring something up, he has the ability to be able to look at it and say, this is what that really means. And so some people will say, yeah, that sounds fine. And he'll say, hey, are you aware that shifts things to mandatory spending and it means this long term and it takes it off budget and this is the real effect of the deficit. So yeah, he'll really be missed in that area.
Enzi's known as an old school lawmaker who most always sought to forge compromises across the aisle. So his departure is bittersweet to more moderate, deficit-focused Democrats like Delaware Senator Tom Carper.
Actually, during the time he's been budget chair, we've had the largest budget deficits in the history of the country. So, despite his leadership.
Carper says even though Enzi warned his party leaders against using the nation's credit cards, the nation's debt was still able to hit its record $27 trillion under his tenure.
We have gone the wrong way. Unfortunately, the president's not much of a fiscal conservative. So regardless of how good the budget chair was, the leadership at the top wasn't with him.
Enzi's being replaced in the Senate by former Wyoming Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis, who is also known as a fiscal hawk. And even though Oklahoma Senator Lankford served with her in the House and respects her, he says,
oh yeah, that'd be helpful, but there aren't two Mike Enzis. I mean, he's an accountant. He understands the issues well. He's been chairman of the Budget Committee, so he knows all the ins and outs. So anybody walking in will be playing catch-up ball. I've worked on the budget issues for 10 years now, but I'm still playing catch-up ball to what he already knows.
As Enzi's been packing his bags, belongings, and towers of boxes of late, he says the issue he devoted his Senate career to, the nation's fiscal health, has been far from his mind.
I've always worried about that. It's not my job now.
As for leaving Washington, Enzi's ready to be home in Wyoming.
Miss the people, not the place, not the schedule for sure.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.